This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, cherry pie and Legends of the Fall on $100 of gas.
First, though, an illegal immigrant has taken refuge in a Chicago church to avoid being sent back to Mexico. Elvira Arellano says the biblical right of sanctuary should keep the federal government from entering the church to enforce her deportation order. The church's pastor is supporting Arellano. And joining us now is Lynette Kalsness of Chicago Public Radio. Lynette, I understand Arellano is also with her 7-year-old son. How did they end up in this church, and what's the scene like there now?
She came to the United States in 1997 and was deported. She'd come from Mexico, returned almost immediately, and had been in this country for 5 years. When, in the wake of September 11th, when they were doing security roundups, she was working at O'Hare Airport at the time, cleaning planes, and she'd gotten that job with a fake Social Security number. And so she was caught up in that sweep and arrested and was scheduled for deportation. But her son was ill at the time, so she got a stay of deportation from one of our senators. That stay of deportation has expired, and her son, by all accounts now, is doing well. She was scheduled to turn herself in for deportation on Tuesday morning, and instead she went to the church, and she sought sanctuary at that church.
And so she's been there for the last couple of days. What's been the reaction there to that move?
It's actually becoming quite a big story. There are people who are coming to the church to show support. She's holding somewhat regular press conferences there as well. And there's a lot of support that's quite widespread here from the immigrant community.
How have immigration officials reacted?
They consider her a fugitive, actually. They say that they can't take an exception for her because they have to treat immigrants, all immigrants, fairly. And so they're saying that they need to arrest her and that they will take action at, quote, the time and place of our choosing. Actually, there's nothing in the law that prevents her being arrested in church. Immigration officials say they have the authority to arrest anyone anywhere in the U.S. to enforce immigration law, and that includes a church.
Well, although it might not look very good to have a bunch of immigration officials storming a church, it might not play well on the evening news, right?
Indeed. And they're being very cagey, not saying that they're going to go into the church or giving any details about how they might arrest her or what action that they're taking, again, beyond just saying that they will take action at the time and place of their choosing.
And what about the pastor of the church? What is he saying, and what is he prepared to do?
By all accounts, the pastor is very supportive. This is actually the church that she attends, and he himself has been a fairly well-known political activist here in Chicago, is also an activist around the immigration issue. So he's, in some interviews I've seen, that he's actually comparing her to perhaps a Rosa Parks.
Lynette Kalsness of Chicago Public Radio, thank you very much.
Thank you.